So I'm walking back from an antenna to the Fibre Studio at Lace Market House, and I saw an interesting website called Slipstream, or it's Slipstream with .am on the end of it, which is always nice. I like little domains that make up a word from, yeah, anyway, you know what I'm saying. A guy called Arthur, unpronounceable second name for an English person because I don't have the vocal cords, contacted me this morning about something that he's working on, about picking tweets out of the Twitter stream and highlighting them in certain ways, making them bigger and the sizing and ones that stand out more to you instead of having to scan everything, which I think a lot of people do when they first get on Twitter. They feel the need to read everything, which, you know, you'll have a mind overload within weeks or months of trying to process all that stuff. Because when you're only following 10, 20 people, or they're following you, you tend to try and follow all the conversations, and in case you're going to miss out on something. People are obsessed with the idea that they're missing out on something, and it's, you're going to miss out on stuff, period. You know, you can't, unless you've got a lifestyle or a job that allows you to sit and look at Twitter all day and converse with people all day, you're not going to be able to keep up with it all. So having sort of a relevancy engine is a really good idea for certain keywords and stuff like that. There's so many things that you can do with the Slipstream idea, so I thought I'd throw a few things in there for Arthur to think about. And the number one thing would be, hopefully, by the way, Arthur, you credit me for some of these things on the site, but I've always thought about Twitter having the ability to be emotive. Now, what I mean by that is, an example would be that I would love to have controls to be able to set my emotive level of what kind of tweets are going to interest me. So, for instance, I might fly from an airport in the UK to somewhere in America. It might be a 7-hour flight. It might be an early morning. It might be a red eye. And I get up in the morning, look at my Twitter feed or in my app. I don't necessarily want to see certain types of news reporting or videos or certain types of content. Now, I'm not sure how we define which tweets are a certain kind of content. I don't know if we have a special kind of hashtag system, or, you know, we have our social grid actually start doing this for us in the background. So you might have people additionally on Slipstream who rate and mark stuff for you and say, you know, this is a video, this is lighthearted, this is conversational, this is something you should look at. Some sort of marking system, branding system, to give tweets additional ambient meta information, metadata, you know, adding additional tags to a tweet, in the same way that you tag blog posts. That could work. There's a whole area of geo-positioning as well, literally finding tweets within relevancy of the local area and cross-referencing those with companies and businesses that are in the local area, and providing you with almost like a drop down to a tweet to give you more ambient information around that tweet. That could be quite relevant as well. Hopefully those ideas are pretty good, and you can have a think about those. If you want to chat a bit more, drop me an email at me@me.dm, and I'll speak to you soon. Cheers, bye.